Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Headlines in Nebraska this past fall and winter have included some fires and are becoming more common in the colder months, according to Ben Bohall from the Nebraska Forest Service. Ben says these fires are not just concerns for farms and ranches, but homeowners and acreage owners also need to be aware to take precautions to keep the fire risk under control.
Well, we've kind of hit the ground running this year. In February, we had the Custer County Complex fires that took place in about north central Nebraska. And we're getting to the point now where spring just feels like it's fire season. You know, we hit the ground running for probably the past, three or four years, where as early as February, we've had a massive wildfire or two. And the problem is we're just not getting enough moisture. You know, we see these fires start as early as February and go as late as November or even December. So in Nebraska, for context, a fire season has always been, you know, anywhere between, July to maybe October. Now we're looking at them year round. The issue is that during the winters, we're not getting enough snow packed, and during the summers, not enough rain. And then we get these unseasonably warm temperatures early in the spring, as well as these high winds. And those are recipes for wildfires. The biggest issue is that 90% of the fires here in Nebraska are human caused. And to throw another figure at you, 35% of those are pile or debris burns. And we know that those burns are obviously popular in the spring for a lot of landowners. It's a way of getting rid of all that excess, lumber or sticks, you know, any sort of waste material. The problem is that folks will typically start those burns, and a lot of times they go unmonitored, or else folks will think they're out, when in fact they can start right back up. The reason being is when we have these springs where we have the high winds, the unseasonably warm temperatures, we have what's called radiant heat. And that heat essentially can cause one of those piles to start right back up, sometimes days or even weeks after the fact. And that's been a big issue for us here in Nebraska this past spring. So we really want to make landowners aware, yes, pile and debris burning is absolutely essential, but monitoring is as well. You know, obviously fires aren't just a rural issue here in the state. It can affect urban areas as well. Things like if you're outside and you're grilling out or you're having a nice campfire with friends and family. The biggest thing to watch is what the weather looks like that day or even into the evening. You know, if we're looking at days where the winds are over 20 miles per hour, or you're looking at humidity rates that are lower than 20%, those should be huge warning signs. We encourage folks to check the National Weather Service, monitor Facebook, see what's going on. If you're in an area that's dealing with a red flag warning day, reconsider burning. You know, those are the kind of days that get us. That's where we have these wildfires that get out of control, where you have all these statewide resources trying to attack this situation, and it becomes a massive problem, as we've been seeing over the past 4 years. We also rely on the FireWise program here in Nebraska. And what that program is essentially a way for folks to strategically plant around their homes. We're talking about things like not planting trees next to your house, cleaning up waste like shrubbery, even cleaning out your gutters. These are all things that are fine fuels for fires. We want to encourage folks not to have those close up to the house. That's all based off of different zones as well. We have an immediate zone, an intermediate zone, and an extended zone. And that guide kind of can tell folks, okay, here's something I could plant here. You know, here's something that maybe I should avoid. Creates that defensible space in case you do have a fire near your home or in your neighborhood. You don't have to be in rural Nebraska for that to happen. That can happen here in the East as well.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.